In that Republican presidential primary in New York, Ted Cruz, John Kasich, and leaders of the Republican Party were not the only ones urging voters to dump Trump. There also were leaders of the media, at cable television CNN, for example, which is generally considered a gold standard of objectivity in political reporting. Just before the primary, CNN announced that two former contestants on Donald Trump's TV show, The Apprentice, would be along in a few minutes to talk about Trump. And did they ever? They know Donald Trump, they said, and he is not qualified to be president because he is homophobic, xenophobic, and racist. For half an hour on CNN, they went on and on about bad, bad Donald Trump. Earlier that day, they had gone on and on about bad Donald Trump at a news conference, right after which they were invited by CNN to go on and on again. The two of them, just two former Apprentice contestants, selected by CNN from more than 200 former contestants. Another example of the objectivity of CNN, on the eve of the primary, there was a meeting in New York of the National Diversity Coalition for Trump, after which the African-American co-chair of the coalition was invited to appear on CNN, where she tried to explain that many, many people who are voting for Trump are minorities. She was challenged and grilled about that by the CNN anchor, then thanked and dismissed, causing me, for one, to wonder about the CNN gold standard for objectivity in political reporting. Where is it? Too hard sometimes to find.
I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNplus.com.